beautiful, isn't it?
Got a beautiful Savior. Amen. Got your Bibles? Turn them to the 27th chapter of the book of Acts. Acts chapter number 27. This is when Paul and them was on the ship, got in the storm. Begin reading in verse number 19. In the third day, this is Acts 27, we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, "Sirs, you should have hearkened to me and not loosed from Crete. They've gained this harm and loss." You see, the Apostle Paul told them he was going to run into some problems. Of course, you know, they believed the ship owner and all more than they did him. But he was getting his information from a different source. Paul was. But anyway, he said to them, they said all this happened and all hope was gone, they should be saved. Then he said in verse number 22, "Now I exhort you to be of good cheer. There shall be no loss of any man's life among you but of the ship. There stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, 'Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee,'" get hold of that now, "'God hath given thee all them that sail with thee.'" They better be glad Paul was on there. See him. "Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me." He said, first of all, howbeit we must be cast on a certain island. And they went to that island too, but God used him there also. I want to ask you to think about something a moment before we pray. You ever been cast in a certain condition, going through a certain, maybe a storm or something or other? You ever thought about you might be there for somebody else? You can look at a different thing if you do. He said, all these, God's going to give you all them to sail with you. He said, I've given. Lo, God have given the all them that sail with these. What he got the word. Let us pray. Father, we're thankful for the blessings you've given us. We're thankful, Lord, for the opportunities. And God, we're thankful for your eternal word. Still the same, you still the same as he was when you appeared unto the Apostle Paul. Hallelujah. And we know that we can still believe what you said. Have said and continue to say to us through your word. Just like he said. I believe it is going to be just exactly like you say. Bless now this our hearts this morning. I pray that you'd speak to us and through us. I pray that we'd all be drawn closer to thee. God will ever thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' sweet name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I think of last Sunday it was the Lord that laid on my heart to preach on, but we don't need to be fearful, be afraid. Well, not only that, but this morning God's laid on my heart, we need to cheer up. Amen. Be courageous. We're going to not be afraid. And if we're going to be cheerful, amen, we're going to have some, add out some courage too also. But he said something in this passage of Scripture. He said all hope was gone that they should be saved. They hadn't seen the sun, the moon, the stars in a long time. In 3 days, hadn't seen them, nothing. Dark, blackness, mist of a storm. Naturally speaking, all hope was gone that they should be saved. But God. You may look around about you and it seemed like everything, there's no hope. But I want to tell you, thank God we still have a blessed hope. They'd given up and didn't look like there was anything that could be done to spare their lives. But God came on the scene. I don't know about you, but I'll tell you, it's a blessed thing to know that we have someone that's watching, waiting, and willing, amen, to come help us when it seems like there's no help, no hope, no anything that we can get to, anything that we can do. So you may be in a situation sometimes when there's no physical answer, there's no logical answer, there's no thing that seems like it's possible, that seems like there's no hope at all. But God. And so you can cheer up. You can listen. The Bible talks about different places. I won't have time to look at all of them, but I won't tell you. Just maybe a few of them we can think of. One, some of them in the book of Proverbs. You know what it says about being cheerful? He said, a merry heart doeth good like a what? Medicine. Listen, I won't tell you something. There's nothing no better than having a merry heart and a cheerful countenance. Listen, it also says, it talks about that merry heart gives a cheerful countenance. It don't stay on the inside. It'll get out on the outside. And you can tell it. You can tell it. People can see it. Listen, thank God. If you got joy and, listen, peace, and you got that in your heart, it's going to get on the outside. It's going to shine for the glory of God. Cheer up. I got to think about some verses. And one of them was in the book, I believe it's the 9th chapter of the book of Matthew. You know what he said? He forgave some of their sins and healed them. You know what he said? Be of good cheer. Thy sins are forgiven thee. You know, number one thing that we could be cheerful this morning. You may be hurting in your body. You may be missing everything. May not be going out good, doing good in your everyday life. You may run into some obstacles this morning. You may run into some more before the day is over. But I will tell you something. If you've had your sins forgiven, you can be cheerful. You can be thankful to God. Listen, that's worth worlds. That's worth more than millions. To know your sins are forgiven. And so that's what Jesus said to the lady. He said to that person, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven. I'm going to tell you something. That's something to be happy about. That's something to be cheerful about. That you know your sins forgiven. All them old scribes, they got up and said, oh, he's blaspheming. Nobody can't forgive sins but God, only they didn't know who he was. He was God. He is God. And they was listen, they the one doing the blaspheming. They accused him of it because he said, be cheerful because your sins are forgiven. You know, some of the most miserable people in the world is some that don't have their sins forgiven. That's why they try to drown it out with everything else. Some of the most joyful and happy people, and listen, cheerful people I know, is ones that have their sins forgiven. If you don't have your sins forgiven this morning, you still weighted down. You weighted down heavy with that burden. Listen, of that burden of sin, it is only one that can forgive it, only one that can lift it off from you. Hallelujah. And he said, be cheerful. Well, Paul got some good cheering words, didn't he? And he passed them on. He said, the angel of God whose I am. Identified with him. He sure did identify with him. I angel of God whose I am. Not only Paul say I'm his, but I'm serving him. That's what he said, angel of whose I am and whom I serve. Tell you something, when God got a hold of Apostle Paul, he immediately started serving him. It's amazing to me. You know what, you familiar as I am, you know what he was doing before you saved him on the road to Damascus, don't you? Persecuting Christians. Well, did he stop it? Certainly he did, because it became one. Most times people try to give you a hard time. They don't know anything what you're going to do. They don't know anything about what you've got. And that's exactly what they did when God turned them around. And you know what I was reading? I can't even tell you where I was reading. It's in the Word of God. It's in one of Paul's letters. You know what he said? He said, God, call me, listen, to be an apostle. And he goes on down talking, all for this purpose. It was a purpose. God saved him on purpose. I'm going to tell you something. If it ever gets a hold of you, God saved you on purpose, you'll get happy and praise God because he did save you on purpose. He saved you to be a servant, to serve him. He saved you on purpose. You didn't accidentally come to God. You weren't hurting him no more than I was. He came to you. He called Apostle Paul. He called him, glory to God. He chose him. That's what he said. And he ordained him. And he listened on purpose to become the Son of God. And he on purpose to become a servant for him and an apostle. Have you ever thought about God saved you on purpose? Have you ever thought about we ought to find out what that purpose is? And then purpose in our heart to fulfill that purpose? Someone said, well, God saved me. Where'd he take me to heaven? Well, why didn't he take you on right then? Why didn't he take me on right then? Why? You know why he didn't? He got something he wants you to do. And there's nothing more joyous serving the Lord. And that's what the Apostle Paul said. The God whose I am. And you know what? I wonder sometimes if someone, I'm not talking about everybody can't be in the same position for the same purpose. Don't get the wrong idea. But if a person never serves God, you know what makes me wonder? Is anything to the first thing Paul said? Let's sink in. What did Paul say? The God whom I am. If you belong to God, God's going to use you in some capacity or another. It may be in rearing those children, helping those grandchildren. It may be in Sunday school. It may be at the public school where you are teaching. It may be at the job that you own. But if God, listen, you belong to Him. He got something for you to serve and do for him. Hallelujah. Sure it is. God whose I am and whom I serve. Said he appeared to me. And he's the one that said to me, be of good cheer. Cheerful. Cheer. Did you know you must got to do anything in the world? It wouldn't do me a lick of good if I got in the car and said, well, I just got to go. I just got to go to the hospital and see somebody and pray with them. I got to go visit that person. I got to pray with that person. I got to talk to that person about the Lord and just know God said he loves a cheerful. I done be lost reward forever got there. Did you know God loves a cheerful giver? He said that. He said he loves a cheerful giver. That's a giver of your time. That's a giver of your talents. That's a giver of your tithes, your offerings. And listen, as Ms. Matthew used to say, the tithes, your offerings, and your alms. And a long time ago, I said, well, what? Explain all that difference to me. But there's a difference. But you know what God loves? Cheerful giver. I don't ever say anything about money, but if you take a dollar bill and try to squeeze it and hold on to it and say, well, I don't want to turn this loose, but I guess I'll put one in the offering plate. I guess I'll help that person that needs a little help. And you hold on to that thing, you're just about to squeeze it to death. Listen, I'm not sure that's a cheerful giver. You know what I feel? Want for God, I wouldn't have nothing nowhere. Don't bother me. Hey, you might have a $100 bill in your pocket. I'm going to tell you something. If some of you that's young don't understand this. If you got a $100 bill, it's no more than $10 was 50 years ago. Now, that's the truth. It won't buy no more. I wish my current bill weren't but 10 times higher than it was then. It's more than 10 times higher. He said, God loves a cheerful giver. So if you're going to give yourself to the Lord, do it cheerfully. You don't say, well, Lord, I know you said I got to surrender to you, but I don't know. No, he wants you to do it wholly, unreserving, completely, and totally. Say, Lord, here I am. I'm yours. God loves that kind of cheerful giver. You know where I get to talk to a lot of people about the Lord? If I waited, this is the truth. If I waited, I didn't have nothing else to do. And I waited till I was just supposed to be going doing this, that. Would never get done. But you know what I found out? Do it as you go. That's where you run into the people. When you come in contact with them, wherever it is, gives you an opportunity. The other day I was going in the store. I was glad it wasn't really hot. I was going in the store. Had some ice cream. Not the thing I was ever going to get in the store. I mean, I won't have nothing I was talking to. I said, well, if it melts, it'll just have a melt. But you know what? God wants us to be a cheerful giver of our time, our talents, our gifts. You see, God gave them to us anyhow. If you can sing, do it for God. Hallelujah. Yes, and God will help you. Witness, he'll help you. And if you listen, you say, well, I can't do anything. I'll tell you one thing you can do. You can pray. If you go out with two, somebody else, they can talk better than you can. Hey, you might, sometimes we get like away Aaron and Moses. Like, was it Aaron, wasn't it? Him said he couldn't talk. But you know what? God will use you if you're willing. Folks, I don't think we can stand and we can afford to raise another generation without the fear of God in them. So even as parents and grandparents, we must get the fear of God in our children, grandchildren. We must. By the grace of God. But he goes on down and said, verse number 22. Apostle Paul was saying, Now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but the ship. There stood be by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. It's the verse we stopped on, saying, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar, and God have given thee them all that sail with thee. Then Paul goes on down and said he believed it's going to be just like God said it was going to be. But he said something there. God has given thee. He's given you those. There were several on that ship that day. And God said, Paul, I'm giving them to thee. And did you know that island they was cast upon? That's why when you get cast in a certain position or a certain situation, don't fret. Don't worry. Because if you got you, all things, Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for the good of them that love God and those that are called according to His purpose. God's got a purpose. God's got you there for a purpose, and He got us there for a reason, and He said He's given to you all those that sail with you. I was reading that, I got thinking about it. God gave you some children. God gave you some grandchildren. Hey, let's be sure. Pray and seek God. And ask God, Lord, we want them saved. Amen. We want to see them come to Christ. We want to see them know the Lord. But He said, I'll give you all those. Paul got on that island. You know the familiar with the story when he got on that island, the ship. Some got on boards and some ever. He said it won't be nobody's loss but just the ship. It happened just like that. They got on that island. And Apostle Paul, you know, he didn't sit back. He was out gathering sticks to put on the fire. And he had them sticks put them on the fire. The Bible said out of the heat came a viper latched on to Paul. And you know what their first imagination was? Well, he's a murderer. And he's not going to get by. That's it for him. They didn't know who Paul was. Guess what Paul did? He shook it off in the fire and felt no harm. They looked to see him, watch him fall down dead. But it didn't happen. You know what? God led him on that island for a reason and a purpose, and God used him on that island. Used him on the ship to get those all in safe. God used him in the island that many, listen, some of them got healed and some of them got ministered to by the Word of God. And Paul was bit by a viper. He went through the storm, but God let him go through it, and He gave him all those that with him. Not only the ship, but look at those that was on the island that he saved. God used him. So what am I saying? I'm saying simply that God, in His gracious mercy, lets you go through problems, storms, situations, whatever it may be. And guess what? He may be doing it for somebody else. Have you ever thought about when you go through trials in life, it might be because of somebody else? You can help somebody else. I think if we'd see it like that, we could look at it different. I don't think it'd be, oh me, my. Poor me. I think it'd be, Lord, thank you. Someone heard the gospel. Not only did they hear it, but they saw the light. You see, we lights in a dark world. We life in a mist of deadness. I'm talking about the church. I'm talking about Christ's body. Hallelujah. Amen. Be a good cheer. Cheer up. Did you know, I've been told this, it takes way under more muscles to frown than it does to smile. I spoke to people before. I didn't go back and speak to them again. You ever done that? You say, why? Well, didn't get too good a look that first time. But we can, by the grace of God, be a light in this dark world. Be friendly. Be cheerful. Be happy. You say, well, you don't know what I'm going through with. Well, I know some things you may be going through with. I've been through a little bit. Had a few trials. Had a few tests. But I know one thing. He's still God. And the God whose I am, and the God whom I serve, he's still the same. You said, you think he's going to come to us in the night like he did Paul? I'm not going to say he's going to come to you like that, but we don't have to. We got it right there. You said, well, they ain't never come to me like that. Read that book. You know how he comes to me? This book. This word. Hallelujah. And so Paul's telling them to be a good cheer. You find it all through. You find it through the scriptures, through the Bible, through Proverbs. You'll find through the Gospels, be of good cheer. I'll tell you what. Tell you another verse. I can't tell you right where it is, but I know what's in there. Paul said, in the world you shall have tribulation. But he said, be of good cheer. Guess what he said? I've overcome the world. So the world, the flesh, and the devil, he's overcome it all. So you don't have to be downcast or discouraged because of the world. You don't have to be discouraged because of this old flesh we're having to carry around. You don't be discouraged because, listen, of the principalities of darkness. He's got victory over it all. He said, I've overcome the world. Therefore, we can shout glory to God. And we can have, listen, victory. We can have peace. We can have joy, and we can cheer up, and we can have a cheerful countenance. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, God's good, folks. God's good. Hallelujah. So can I say to you, cheer up. I heard a preacher at a camp meeting one time. They's having a lot going on in the camp meeting, and we was off in another building, and he got up there and preached while they were doing something else. But anyway, I won't get into that. But anyway, we got out there, and Brother Don, you know what he preached on? He preached on it, be of good cheer, and that's probably been 30, 40 years ago. And buddy, it got good. Be of good cheer. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling you, you can hang on, you can ground on this, that what Paul said, it'll be exactly as he tells it is in the Word. That's what it'll be. I know it's a sad day when you lose a loved one. I've been there. Lost several loved ones. And they get closer all the time. It's a sad day. But I want to tell you something. It's not the end of it. Hey, he said, for so sorry not as others which have no hope. It looked like, and it said it in the scripture, all hope was gone that they should be saved. But when it was all gone, as far as naturally speaking, God came on the scene. Hallelujah. And when all hope seemed like it's gone, listen, always remember, there's still hope in God. And don't ever forget that. It'll cheer you up. It'll encourage you. It'll give you grace to walk on. I'm telling you, it will. And so we can be cheerful. Even. Sometimes we'll have funerals and they say, we don't want this to be a sad funeral. We want this to be a joyous time. One of one's gone home. Amen. And so you know what? That's a good thing way to be. We can't bring them back. What did David do when his son died? He fasted and prayed for him. But when he died, what did he do? Got up, washed himself. He said, I can't go to him. I mean, I can't bring him back, but I can go to him. And that's exactly the way it is. You've lost loved ones. You've had tragedies come into your life. We can't bring them back. Thank God we can go to them. And until then, God wants us to be cheerful and have a cheerful countenance. You know what this world's looking for? Something. They're looking for something beyond what this world normally has got to offer them. And if they can see the light of the gospel, the grace of God shining in us, what a wonderful thing that would be. So I want to encourage you, folks. This is the Lord's day. I'm saying get tanked up and filled up, full of the joy of the Lord. You know what? If you'll walk in the Spirit, he said we walk in the Spirit, we shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, and we'll get filled with the Spirit. You know what? I'm telling you. You know what they said about them disciples on the day of Pentecost? They said, these ain't drunk as you suppose. They thought they're drunk. They drunk on that wine from heaven. And you know what? It's time you and I got so excited in the Lord and get the glow of God on us. I'm telling you, if we get this vessel full of God, it'll make a difference in those we come in contact with. God bless you. Let's stand. Sing a song. Thank you for coming. We're going to sing a song.